investment tips about dating. Now, one of the most difficult things about this process called dating or going together or going steady or whatever the term is for it today is that most of the time it ends up being a painful process for one or both people involved. How many of you had wanted to break off something but you didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings? All right. How many of you had your feelings hurt because somebody broke off something? Y'all need to just tell the truth. We all families. All of us done cried sometime or another. Amen, amen, amen. How many of you remember this song by the Main Ingredients? Everybody plays the fool. Okay, a few of you still remember that. Well, I had some actors that I had flown in to help us understand the message of this song, Everybody Plays the Fool. I had to pay a lot of money, so I want y'all to congratulate them for being a part of it. Okay, brother, now you can hit the light.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even think about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. An easy thing to do, and there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Oh, loving ugly, can I see? A certain person could never be. Love runs deeper than any ocean. It clouds your mind with emotion.
Song, I love myself so much that I can love you so much that you can love you so much that you can start loving me. And when I first walked in the house and heard that song on the radio, or that Pastor Toby was playing, I thought, now that's the most egotistical person and overestimation of their own presence importance that I ever heard. And then when I thought about it, I was like, wait a minute, that really is the message of Jesus. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. So if you don't love yourself so much, you ain't gonna care too much about the rest of us either. Amen? Amen. Now, dating begins with loving yourself so much that you will not do anything that is not in your best interest. And by best interest, I mean best interest in relationship to your life, your family, and your relationship to God. Now, when we hear the word dating, some of us, we start getting goosebumps because we think there's something romantic or something sexual coming on the horizon. Some of us hear the word dating and we see our beautiful princess or our handsome prince coming to sweep us off our feet and carry us off into a place with mystical joy and happiness, and love fills the air and music is just playing all the time. Tell you, baby, it ain't gonna happen that way. There is no such place. Now, there is no verse in the Bible that says you shall date or you shall not date. We find instances in the Bible where parents and grandparents arrange marriages, as with Isaac and Rebecca. We also see places in the Bible where somebody falls in love, where David fell in love with Michael and they got married. So there is not a chapter you can turn to and say, this is everything that the Bible says about dating. Our goal, therefore, is to look for principles that we can apply to our lives in order to help us make wise choices. Now, to understand dating, the first thing we have to understand is ourselves. Amen? How many of us realize that all of us have a sinful heart that needs to be changed by Jesus Christ? How many of us realize we are all subject to temptation and disobeying God? And if we do not put barriers around our lives, we will most certainly fall into sin. It is foolish for any of us to think, I come just so living for God that nothing like that could ever happen to me. We all have an incredible ability to deceive ourselves into thinking we have things under control when we really don't have much of anything under control. Now, how many of you remember back when you were first starting to date and you were upset with your parents because they either thought you were too young or they thought you shouldn't go out on a date, and you wanted to ask, well, what is it? Don't you trust me? Now, how many of you know that if you are truthful about who you really are, you would not trust you? Amen? Amen. Now, some of y'all smacking gum left and right. There's a sign on the door says, do not chew gum, do not eat food, do not drink in this place. Please, let me get back to my sermon and just kind of get it out your mouth real cool and sly like. Amen. Now, we do have some powerful wisdom from Proverbs 4:23. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Now, the key to us navigating through relationships is going to depend on how well are we willing to guard our hearts. Have you already made that decision that nothing is going to come into my heart, nothing is going to come in my life, except it first passed through God? It is easy to fall in love with the wrong person. How many of you know that is true? All you got to do is look in the paper and you find out somebody done shot somebody over some mess. It's easy to fall in love with the wrong person. Therefore, you should ask for the opinion of others you trust before you just fall so deeply, deeply in love or gone head over heels with another person. Because remember, the other person is putting their best foot forward. And you are also putting your best foot forward. So both of you have gotten some hidden landmines that the other person doesn't know about them. How many of you have ever gone on a date and said, let me tell you these 15 things I do that I know you ain't going to like? Okay? Most of us do not do that. Now, let's look at the purpose of dating from a Christian perspective. Say Christian perspective. Christian perspective, because that's all I want to talk to today. As Christians, whatever we are doing is to be done to the glory of God. We ask ourselves, is this pleasing in God's eyes? Now, the purpose of dating is to get to learn about the other person, get to know about the other person. And the big issue ought to be, what kind of friend will this person be? Let's say the word friend. Friend will this person be? You see, if your goal in dating is to find someone you want to spend your life with in marriage, you need to be looking for someone who will make a great friend. You are not going to spend your married life in the bedroom. It just don't happen that way. We don't have that kind of stamina. There are bills to pay. There are houses to clean. There are times when you're just going to be alone to talk. So you need somebody who is going to be a friend. Now, we have bought into the lie in society and some of us in the church that the way we know someone is to have sex, as though what happens in sex proves how good of a partner in life this person is going to be. And dates have been reduced from how well can I get to know you to how quickly can I get your clothes off and we can get in bed. And after it's over, you don't know anything more about the person than you did in the first place. Now, if you are that person who's just looking for the hookup for the one-night stand, if that's your version of dating, all that I ask is that when you go on your date, you take with you a pad and a pencil. And before you get started, get the person's whole name, address, phone number, social security number, and birthday before you take your clothes off. Because you're going to need this information in the future when you're trying to get child support. And they're not going to tell you after it's already been there. You may need to be able to contact them when you find out you've gotten this disease. So who you said you've been with? Now, there's a very good chance this will be the last time you will be seeing this person. I was reading an article. This lady at the welfare office, she said, I was amazed at the number of women who did not know their child's father's full name. They had met good-looking Ray Ray down at the bar, went home with Ray Ray. They didn't take the pad and pencil like I had told them to do. They would have known his name was Raymond Jackson. All they know is Ray Ray. And when Ray Ray had finished, Ray Ray was gone, and they don't know how to contact him anymore. So if that is your version of dating, keep your pad and your pencil handy. Now, since the purpose of dating is getting to know the other person, as a Christian, you need to make sure your date takes place in a public place. Say public. Public place, okay? There is something about being in a public place that keeps your clothes on. Amen? You are there to find out about the other person. Find out what they like, what they dislike. Find out what kind of family they come from. If they come from a crazy family, they got some of them genes with them. for their lives. Discover if they are really active in their church or do they, I just go through them. Find out what their faith means to them. Hit them with those five questions over there to find out if God is working in their life. Find out if they constantly blame other people for everything that go wrong. Because if they do, they're going to blame you for everything that goes wrong. This is the kind of information we need to make intelligent decisions. What are we going on dates to find out? How well their lips are locking my lips. How many times we can twist our tongues around with each other. After you done did all that tongue locking and twisting, you still don't know anything else about this person. Now, if you let physical lust drive your relationship, you are going to crash. You know that desire you get each time he touches your ankle? You know how you feel each time you look in their eyes? Hey, love, that's lust. Lust is a desire that God has placed in us to bind two people together who have made a commitment to each other in marriage. We confuse lust with love. Lust says, I want you, and I want you now, and I want you for as cheap as I can possibly purchase you. That's lust. Love says, I want you, I want what's best for you, and I'm willing to pay the highest price possible to get you. Which of these two things do you think will lead to the kind of rich relationship you want in marriage? Don't let somebody purchase you for far less than what you are worth. What do we do with stuff that we don't hardly pay anything for? You know, if I come over to your house and I grab one of your paper plates and I throw that thing up and it come crashing to the ground and I go over there and stomp on it, you probably say the man is not crazy. But if I go to your house and I go into your china thing and I take one of your plates out and I throw, boom, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You're ready to knock the living daylights out of me. Why? It was just a plate? What a... cost you something. The other one didn't. We tend to take care of that which we had to pay a high price. Now, lust is going to be a part of every dating relationship. Say every. Every dating relationship. There was this young guy who was Christian and he had been struggling with lust and decided to go ask one of the old saints who was at the nursing home. About 78 years old, and he said, Deacon Jones, I've just been struggling, Tell me, Deacon, how old do you get before you stop getting this feeling? Deacon Jones said, you got to find somebody older than me. Find out the answer to that. So it is a part of every relationship. Young people, this is why you should not be so eager to start dating and going out with just the two of you. As Christian you, are you willing to commit not to being alone with this person to keep from giving lust a chance? Nothing wrong with you going bowling, going to the dance, going to the movies, as long as you're going as a group. There is safety in groups. Most folks don't start undressing with the whole group standing there watching. Excuse me for a minute. No. As you are going through high school, you need to love yourself so much that your primary goal is to get into college. You are not going to be the same person at age 22 that you are at 15 and 16. And that guy or that girl that you just gone crazy over head over heels with at 16, at 22, y'all may be as different as night and day. The only problem is you got little Johnny or little Susie who is there because you made the mistake and you said it could never. got the same problem. The same hormones that go racing through 10 go racing through us. All this stuff about what young people just got it so hard. They just got temptation all over the place. We got it hard too. We got temptation all over the place. We even got our own apartment. We don't have to sneak and see if mama and daddy coming. Mama and daddy live 1,000 miles away. The word of God never says, stand there and fight temptation when it comes to sex. It says, run for your life. Flee. Get out of there. If you are alone in each other's apartment, I don't care if you came together to read the scriptures, pray about what was going on at the church, to mention Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby to the Lord together. You spend enough time alone in your apartment. And the next thing you know, I just don't know how we got in this situation. We make it as easy as possible to be tempted and then wonder, how did it happen? Now what should you be looking for in a day? Most of us miss out on some great people who would make great mates because they do not conform to our stereotype of someone who is beautiful or handsome. Some of you would make great mates, and you're asking God, send me someone. And there are people here in this church who would make a great mate for you, but they are not this tall, they are not this size, they are not this, they are not that. Their hair isn't long enough. They don't have quite the money that we would like for them to have in the bank, and a whole lot of other things. Let me tell you this. Good looks and beautiful bodies make great wedding pictures. But that's it. They do not necessarily make great marriage partners. How many of you have been tempted to say something like this when you found out so-and-so got, man, I just don't know how in the world she let a man that fine get away from her. Boy, if I had a woman that looked like that, child, ain't no way in the world I'd get a divorce. You know something? It's because you didn't live with that person. You find out that when you get angry and upset with a person, I don't care how fine they look, you do not see no fineness when you're looking at them. All you see is somebody that loves. And if your lives are miserable enough, everybody else, man, you got the prettiest woman in the world. Boy, ooh, girl, ooh, how you love. They don't see it. Because good looks don't carry relationships. You see all the beautiful people that get divorced? You ought to have a little checklist of what you're looking for, but let it be something that matters to you. Now, I found out that my wife, she knew she was going into the ministry. She was thinking about marrying a preacher. So what she had on her list was, I need a preacher that I can listen to preaching. So before she got real serious about me, she went to hear me preach and said, well, maybe I can put up with that for the rest of my life. Okay, she still remembers the sermon. The three C's. What was it? Coveting, covetousness, and I still remember about eight. Carol. All right. Now, hear me on this. And when it comes to dating, God doesn't care if it's the man that asked the woman out, if it's the woman that asked the man out, if it was the boy that asked the girl out, the guy that asked the girl. All that stuff don't matter. If you want to go on a date with somebody, just ask the person out. come dressed like a Christian on your day.
If you cannot live with your faults before you marry them, don't marry them, because they're still going to be there. Oh, we got to change a little bit. But basically, we got to stay who we are. As much as I want to invest, Toby told you all that she was God's gift to me to help me develop patience. She's been helping me develop it for 26 years.
After that first kiss, I knew this was the woman that I wanted. And when
when it came time to finally proposing, we proposed to each other at a Duncan Stone match. And I'm hoping that I can get married tomorrow. And she says, yeah, let's plan for getting married in 2 years. I was not a 2 year dream.
Hallelujah.